This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Now, who is listening in Irmo? That's what I want to know. Who's listening in Irmo? I have family in Irmo. Am I related to you? Welcome back. Third hour. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. And only call that number if you're trying to get a hold of me. My board op's got better stuff to do than answer. Then answer the wrong number. If you're not calling for me, don't bother him. Thank you so very much. I mean, okay, you know, I've actually solidified this and made it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group is the brainchild of a couple of people, and Jason Mila, the guy who runs it, he does a lot of volume. And he does a lot of volume because he knows how to sell a gun. He prices guns to sell. He has what I would call big box pricing, but he's a single store. A single store. This is where I just about get, I mean, literally, if I bought 10 guns, 9 of them have come from Jason. That's why you need to go check out UpstateArmoryGroup.com. He does FFL transfers. He does everything. If you see a gun that he's got, or if you want to call him and see if he's got a gun, you will probably save a lot of money. Probably save a lot of money. Anyway, check them out, Upstate Armory Group. I need to start putting that out there. Anyway, here we have a point counterpoint that took place as part of a writing team, local residents Dave Bear and Christian Duty. It's a new feature for 2016. Today they face off on, do you need an assault rifle to defend your home? Now, at first glance, first of all, if you had a real assault rifle, well, you know, big deal. Nobody actually has a real assault rifle. Most of us don't have real assault rifles. I think there's a couple hundred thousand fully automatic weapons in the United States in civilian hands, so most of us don't have fully automatic weapons. But Dave apparently wants to argue that this kind of weapon, the semi-automatic personal defense weapon, is a poor choice for home defense. My first question would be, why do you think that? Why do you think that? And actually, in a lot of ways, a rifle, a semi-automatic personal defense weapon, like an AR-15, would be the perfect tool for home defense. An AR-15 pistol with the SIG brace on it, shorter barreled, would be perfect. And just make sure that nobody takes a picture of you sticking that on your shoulder when you use it. But Dave is not about, you know, the actual logistics or the what's good or what's bad. He sort of has a hidden agenda, although he would think it's an honorable one. He wants to reduce gun violence, and he believes that more legislation is a solution. He believes that people don't need an assault-style rifle. and therefore banning or significantly restricting their ownership would be a common sense measure to reduce gun violence. Because apparently Dave is an idiot, because Dave doesn't ever take the time to investigate something and find out for himself. He watches the Magic Box, he watches people like on Fox News, where they get out there and say, use the vernacular of the gun grabbers. And they don't know the answers to the questions they're asking, and when they get told the answer, some of them look quite incredulous. Bill O'Reilly is a prime example. Never get me on Bill O'Reilly's show. Never get me on his show. So, you know, the first thing I would say is that kind of legislation is not common sense. It's stupid. It's already been done once, you know, and there was no discernible change in anything. Until he chooses to make his gun control argument explicit, we have to take it sort of at face value and respond to his points regarding home defense. Assault rifle is a term reserved for military spec rifles. There are many assault rifles out there today. An assault rifle has three settings. It has safe, it has semi-auto, and it has automatic or three-shot burst, which I hope they've gotten rid of all of that. And, fully automatic switch. That's an assault rifle. It doesn't have to be an M16 or an M4. It can be an AK. It can be a lot of things. There's pretty much a complete ban on civilians owning these anyway. They're so cost prohibitive that I don't know of anybody that actually owns one. So Dave might have misspoke. Or, since, like I said, he's an idiot because he doesn't check into things, he just simply doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's fallen for the propaganda and the misinformation and the emotionalism that surrounds the subject. So, you know, we could sit there and debate about what is an assault rifle. We could get out of there and say, well, you know, the AR-15 is not truly an assault rifle. It's very popular. You know, it's not actually the high power thing that they make it out to be. High power is, to me, a powerful round. Hits you, stays with you, and takes you back. And actually moves you back. This is not what the AR-15 fires. Even in the 5.56, even in the 55 grain M193 variant, that's not what it shoots. It's actually less powerful than most common hunting rifles. So let's talk about Dave's home invasion scenario. You hear a ruckus in the living room at 3 a.m. You're getting up, you're bleary-eyed, you're in a very low-light situation, high-stress environment. We have to find our weapon and apparently ponder the ethics of shooting a home invader. That's Dave's predicament, not my predicament. Although, I will tell you this, and I'm telling you this simply because you should take this to heart. If you ever approach somebody in a low-light situation, don't shoot them till you are definitely sure of who they are. Because I'm getting tired of hearing about children getting shot by their parents. And when I say children, I mean kids, whatever age they are, that still live at home with their parents. To me, my 25-year-old is one of my children. So make sure of your target. Now, Dave is going to argue that there's too many unknowns to sift through. Dave needs to just get on his knees and interlace his fingers behind his head. He wants to ask, why are they breaking in? Are they armed? Does this action guarantee that they should die? How am I granted the authority over this individual's life? Dave is someone that you're going to step over in the grand scheme of life when he's laying there dead, bleeding out a lot. That's what Dave is. Humans are endowed with the right to life and liberty, then it follows that we have the right to self-defense. That's answer number one. The intruder's right to life, he should maybe think about that before he's breaking into somebody's house. An hazard of being a criminal is you might get perforated. So back to the first questions, why are they breaking in or are they armed? I don't care. I will do whatever it takes to stop them. And that probably means shoot them a lot. That's what that means. Probably means, you know, I'm not going to sit there to figure out if they intend to take my life or if they just want my flat screen TV. I'm not there to figure out if they think I have money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have just breached a barrier, and I'm going to make sure you pay the price. And I am going to make sure that I know who you are before I shoot you. I will have you 100% positively ID'd to make sure you're not one of my friendlies. Poor Dave. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming back. back at you. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by UpstateArmoryGroup.com. Upstate Armory Group is a brick-and-mortar store where they have some of the very best deals you've ever seen in your life on firearms, both new and used. They have a large selection of Army surplus stuff to include MREs. For those of you who like to stock up on stuff like that, they are on the web, and they do a robust business on the web. Check them out at UpstateArmoryGroup.com. At least one of the emails on Hillary Clinton's private server contained extremely sensitive information, and identified by an intelligence agency with the designator Hotel Charlie Sierra-Oscar, HCS-O, which is the code for reporting on human intelligence sources in ongoing operations. In other words, it's James Bond. Okay? It's Jason Bourne. It's one of those spies that's out there doing this kind of work, which is very dangerous work because it is never, there's never a phone call they can make to save their life. Both sources are familiar with the intelligence community inspector general's January 14th letter to Congress, advising the oversight committees that intelligence beyond top secret, known as SAP, Special Access Program, was identified in the Clinton emails. That should put her in jail right there. As well as the supporting documents from the affected agencies that own the information and have final say on classification. So they're out there trying to say, well, yeah, it was SAP, but it was innocuous. It didn't mean anything. According to a December 2013 policy document released by the Office for the Director of National Intelligence, the designation is used to protect exceptionally fragile and unique IC, intelligence community, clandestine human operations and methods that are not intended for dissemination outside of the originating agency. It is not publicly known whether the information contained in the Clinton emails also revealed who the human source was. However, at the time that she had this unencrypted, out-in-the-open email server, the State Department was getting hit 100,000 times a day, or the U.S. government was getting hit in cyber attacks or attempted cyber attacks 100,000 times a day. A day. They found her. At least once. Dan McGuire, former Special Operations Strategic Planner for AFRICOM, told Fox News, the disclosure of sensitive material impacts national security and exposes U.S. sources. This is a real world, there are lives at stake situation now. Certainly, in an Intel special access program, if you're talking about sources and methods, there may be one person in the world that would have access to the type of information contained in that SAP message. Not known if there was an impact on the source, nor the findings of a damage assessment by the agency that controlled the source. Separately, Fox News learned that the so-called spillage of classified information is greater than several dozen emails identified in the January 14th letter to Congress, which also acknowledged for the first time that the Clinton emails contained intelligence beyond top secret. The source said that the several dozen refers to the main or principal email thread identified by reviewers, not the number of times that classified information was forwarded, replied to, or copied, who did not have a need to know. A thread. It doesn't talk, you know, that could be 10 times a message, or it could be 50 times a message. No telling. We have special access material in the public domain now because of Hillary Clinton and her little homebrewed email server. I don't know why. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't care how power hungry you are. Why would you expose yourself to something that stupid? It is going to be a fairly laborious investigation. I'm saying once you know something was out to one person, the person sends it to 15, 15 sent it to someone else. So it's very difficult to ascertain where it went, where all of it went, but that's all part of the damage control aspect to get all the information back in the box, which some of that will never be gotten back into the box. Some of that is out there forever. Right now it's been copied and pasted and put somewhere else separately, and it is now held by somebody else. And this is real-world damage. We're not going to know. We're never going to know about the sources that may have died as a result of this. The two declarations provided to the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, as well as the leadership of the Senate Foreign Affairs, with oversight for the State Department, include the emails containing SAP intelligence, as well as supporting documents from the agency affected, showing that they reached the determination it came from one of its sources and not from the publicly available information, which is from the Clinton campaign, is it doesn't mean anything. It's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Hillary Clinton spokesperson Brian Fallon said, "This is the same interagency dispute that has been playing out for months, and it does not change the fact that these emails were not classified at the time they were sent or received." I hope, for your boss's sake, and you can afford, Mr. Fallon, to be pretty stupid, if you can. You can be stupid as you want to be because you're not the one that did it. Your boss will be the one that rolls. So her head will be the one that rolls. So. And I've seen everybody out there saying, well, I don't know if, you know, this is Barack Obama. Do we really expect him to indict her? Barack Obama hates her. And this would be the perfect time right now to do this, to where they can let machine gun Joe Biden get into the race for the good of the party. Because, you know, we can't have Bernie. Bernie's not going to play along with this stuff. He's not going to play along with Obama. O'Malley doesn't have a snowball's chance. He's polling at like 2%. He has to get out there and interject and say, I need to answer a question. I need to answer a question. I don't even know why he goes to these things. He just looks like a fool. But it's a fevered ego at play. So, you know, that sort of explains it, doesn't it? That whole fevered ego thing. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about what happened in Cologne again and what's coming up. And the reason we're going to talk about this is because they're going to a lot of non-lethal means, because that's what they have. That's all they're allowed to have. I don't know how that's going to play, because I've seen video of these guys doing the kind of thing they did in Cologne, in Egypt, and in Egypt they had these homemade flamethrowers that they would actively spray at these guys, trying to spray these guys with flamethrowers to get them to come off of a woman, and they would only scatter long enough to dodge the flame. They'd be right back on top of her. All manner of things happening to her. Ask Laura Logan how that goes. Laura Logan knows how that is. That's a sport. It's a sport. I can't remember what it's called. Tarouche? Something like that. It's a sport. It's actually something they do. It's, you know, if they're out there saying, well, you know, it's a public holiday, so today me and about 50 of my friends, we're going to go rape one woman or so. Just one. Not 50, one. So 51 of us are going to rape one woman, and that's Tarouche, or whatever they call it. And, you know, no indication whether in Sharia law they let the women go have psychiatric treatment. Probably not. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, coming out of Cologne, Germany. Here comes them trying to do something in a self-defense mode. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Upstate Armory Group. Upstate Armory Group, I've known them. I know them well, and they are, this is where you can save some money. When you're ready to buy a gun, this is where you can save some money. They have some guns that are hard to find. They have some guns you've never even heard of. Huge selection of black rifles right now. If you don't have one of those, I would look at getting one of those from them because they have them at a very cut rate price. But they have the AK as well. So, check them out at stateharmorygroup.com. There's a woman out there named in Germany, Katja Trebel. She is the German Rifle Association president. When asked about the situation at hand, she said that pepper spray and gas pistols have been top sellers since October, and their sales have literally gone through the roof since New Year's Eve. After the events in Cologne, some politicians demanded that police be allowed to use firearms against offenders. That is actually... In a big crowd situation, that is not the best idea because they don't have enough ammo for that. Katja said, though, this is what she said, I don't think the events in Cologne justify the use of firearms. As a woman, I believe that rape is terrible, trauma to the victim, but most of the sexual assaults that happened that night were not about rape. Women were groped. This is absolutely disgusting, but I still don't imagine police using firearms in Cologne because many innocent people could be hit by stray or ricocheting rounds. I don't know how she possibly got to be the president of a rifle association when she knows good and damn well the first thing you do when you're about to take a shot at somebody is make sure what's behind them and around them. Maybe she's part of the New York PD training department. I don't know. When asked if people in Germany can simply walk into a gun store and buy a Kalashnikov and call assault rifle, she said that was impossible. To buy a firearm in Germany, one needs to be a sportsman, hunter, or collector. You can also buy a weapon for reasons of self-defense, but obtaining a license is not easy. Even court marshals, as in court officers, okay, are not allowed to acquire a firearm and can only carry service pistols they are issued in the line of duty. When asked about what kinds of self-defense weapons people can buy without a license, she said that the various types of pepper spray are available to anyone age 14 and over, but you can only use it to defend yourself against, say, an angry dog or wild boar. In other cases, police would consider this as a violation of the existing gun laws. Now, in the wake of the recent terrorist attacks in Paris, the European Commission wants to toughen gun laws across the continent. Kaya does not think this will happen, as interior ministers of several East European countries are opposed to the proposed ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons. A similar bill is now being discussed by the German parliament, because if the European Commission has its way, the ban would affect legal gun owners only, but would do nothing to curb the illegal sale of firearms. That's because it's happening right now, and it was illegal to begin with. The proponents of the proposed ban to the recurrent cases of shooting sprees point to the recurrent cases of shooting sprees and gun-related accidents happening in the United States. Well, there are 50 states there, each with its own set of gun laws. I can't recall a single legislative initiative that effectively prevented the illegal use of firearms in America, says Katya. Criminals, members of outlawed political parties and organizations must not be outlawed to buy firearms, just like teenagers and people suffering from mental disorders. Members of the so-called risk groups must not have access to lethal weapons, but we also know that many of them are still able to buy firearms illegally. That's why the police should focus their own attention on exactly such violators who simultaneously are potential victims instead of opposing additional restrictions on law-abiding citizens. I don't even understand what she just said. That's why the police should focus their attention on exactly such violators who simultaneously are... I guess she's saying that the gun runners would get shot by the people buying the guns, I guess. I don't know. Katya doesn't really seem to sound like she knows what she's talking about to a certain degree, does she? And has anybody ever used pepper spray against a wild boar? Now, in Germany, they have quite a few wild boars. When I was overseas, if we went out into the woods of Grafenwehr, which is a gunnery range, we would see wild boars that were the size of Volkswagens. We would throw rocks at them, and they would eat them. Never occurred to me until later on in life that throwing a rock at them might get them to look up with their really bad eyesight, and they might actually see me and then want to eat me. Never occurred to me. I may be embellishing about both the eating of the rocks and the size. But you can only use pepper spray against dogs or wild boars. Or you get in trouble. So apparently they don't have... Is she saying that they have no provision at all for self-defense? There's no justified self-defense allowed in Germany? That's disappointing. I wanted to go back there. I did indeed. The past 8 years, the number of people here who own firearms has nearly doubled. 2015, 23.1 million people applied for background checks. The surge in gun ownership has been widely reported. The thing at SHOT Show was AR-15s and AKs and lots of handguns and lots of different handguns. Bob Radecki, the national sales manager for Glock, said what you see as a trend is a lot of people are concerned about their personal security. Says the company's G43 single-stack 9mm pistol has been especially popular since its introduction last year, in part because it's designed for people who have a concealed carry license. I myself wouldn't mind having one if it wasn't about $200 more than the equally good Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Glock. Smith & Wesson and Ruger declined to comment on their top-selling models, noting that they were in their quiet period, making them subject to SEC restrictions on public statements. But both booths had several smaller pistols on display as well. Sig Sauer could not be reached for comment. While this surge in demand for guns is unprecedented, there are so far no known shortages of either firearms or ammunition. And while previous periods of increased firearms purchases have come when augmented government regulation is being discussed, this time around the buyers seem less afraid that federal officials are coming for their guns and more concerned about recent events. Radecki said executive action is not going to have a lot of effect unless there's congressional action to back it up. What our customers are telling us is they're concerned about personal security after the acts of terrorism we've seen over the past year. Paris, San Bernardino. Guns are big business, and it's going to get bigger. It is a wide open area out there today. I would probably guess that most gun owners only own one, but that part of it, that's subject to being changed every day. The NSSF says that the firearms industry is benefiting from increased diversity as minority populations in the U.S., particularly the Hispanic population, have shown an increased interest in the field, which I've always thought that might be the case. Everybody seems to think they're all going to vote Democrat. I don't know how that would work. Coming up on the last break, we're going to do a little presidential politics. Because in a lot of ways, it sort of seems like there's a lot of people wanting to go in a certain direction, and the political establishment is telling them, no, they're stupid for doing so. I think that is a really bad strategy for them to take. I really do. That, when we come back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by UpstateArmoryGroup.com. Upstate Armory Group is a that's where I get 90% of the guns I buy. They have never failed to make me a very good deal, well below anything else that I can find here in town, which means it's well below anything else you can find around the United States. They do a robust online business. They have plenty of Army surplus. They have plenty of ammunition. They have plenty of guns and accessories. All kinds of parts as well. Check them out at UpstateArmoryGroup.com. I'm going to be doing a lot of videos showing everything they've got and putting it up on YouTube and on the website and everything else so you guys can get a good look at them. Over the course of 228 years since the ratification of our Constitution, every presidential election cycle has been identified in history by an overriding issue or movement. This year, it is the underlying theme of anger and disgust directed towards the political establishment. And per the polls, an overwhelming majority of the American people see their families and the nation's future as extremely bleak. And the current political leaders in Washington as being, you know, megalomaniacal, avaricious, narcissistic, or feckless. Not since the early days of the Great Depression has the citizenry, regardless of the political affiliation, been so fearful of the future and so infuriated with the nation's governing class. At present, there are 14 declared candidates running for their party's presidential nomination, 3 in the Democratic Party and 11 in the Republican Party. Considering the general mood of the country, where do those hopefuls fit into the overall framework of the political establishment? Now, the political establishment is made up of the following. It's a preponderance of current and retired national office holders whose livelihoods requires fealty to the party in order to maintain financial backing as well as access to the government largesse. Number 2, the majority of the media elite, including pundits, editors, writers, and television news personalities based in Washington and New York, whose proximity to power and access is vital in order to gratify their self-esteem and to sustain their standard of living. Number 3, the academia, the numerous think tanks of the so-called non-government organizations and lobbyists who fasten onto those in any administration and Congress for employment, grants, favorable legislation, and ego gratification. Number four, the reliable deep pocket political contributors and political consultants whose future is irrevocably tied to the political machinery of the party. And number five, the crony capitalists, the leaders of the corporate and financial community as well as unions, whose entities are dependent on or subject to government oversight and or benevolence, and whose political contributions assure political cooperation. Notice in a lot of these that a lot of it has to do with just feeling good about yourself. Ego gratification. On the Democratic side of the aisle, there's no one currently in the race for president that exemplifies the current governing class more than Hillary Clinton. Sanders is an avowed socialist. He is the exact opposite of the establishment. And he's doing extremely well against Hillary, notwithstanding her overwhelming starting advantage in fundraising and having the weight of the Democratic Party behind her. Among the factors contributing to Sanders' showing is that Hillary is unlikable and untrustworthy, but more importantly, a large percentage of the base in the Democratic Party is also fed up with the political establishment, as well as the paucity of choices foisted on them by the Democratic Party hierarchy. And they're venting this frustration by backing Bernie Sanders. They're not going with the one that the DNC has picked. They're going with the one that is not the chosen one. On the Republican side, there's numerous choices. And there are relatively few that are not now or have never been a major part of the Republican wing of the current political class. If you look at Bush, Kasich, Santorum, Huckabee, and Christie, they have been part of the establishment for their entire political careers. They have been in the political arena for nearly their entire adult life and dependent on party support for their electoral success. They cannot escape nor plausibly deny their membership in the establishment. Marco Rubio, relative newcomer, very attractive candidate on the surface, has sold his soul to the political class when he agreed to co-sponsor and promote a so-called comprehensive immigration bill. Further, he has chosen to be in lockstep with the Senate leadership on numerous other issues. His willingness to compromise and do the bidding of the party leadership cast a long shadow of suspicion on how malleable he would be with insiders if elected president. Rand Paul claims to be completely independent, and he has shown some degree of willingness to stand up for certain principles. But he did have to repay Senator Mitch McConnell for certain backing, and he was a major supporter of McConnell in his reelection bid and has rarely deviated from the McConnell agenda during his tenure in the Senate. So any claim he might proffer while on the campaign trail that he consistently fights the establishment is sort of suspect. At the risk of offending anybody that supports Trump, who may view him as the nation's savior, Trump has been part of the political establishment or the ruling class for his entire adult life, whether as a registered Republican or a Democrat or an independent. He could be considered one of the crony capitalists if you want to go that way. Okay? So, but what he has done is he's unnerved the Republican wing of the political establishment, not because of who he is, or even his ever-changing positions on various issues. What the Republican hierarchy fears in Trump is he is so personally polarizing in a nation whose demographics are rapidly changing that he would lose the general election to Hillary Clinton or any other Democrat if she, due to legal complications, is not nominated. Well, here's the question regarding that one. Why hasn't Cruz or Fiorina or Carson or Rubio or any of these other wannabes, how come they're not figuring this out and figuring out how to get ahead of him in the polls? That's my only question. If the foundational basis of the angst of the American people is infuriation with the current governing class, you know, they could look at Fiorina, Carson, or Cruz. Cruz is not liked in the Senate. He can be considered an outsider. Fiorina never held office. Carson never held office. These same people have not coincidentally been declared as persona non grata by the overall political establishment, which is to say that Trump has. The problem with Trump for the political establishment, though, is what makes him most attractive to me. He's not taking anybody's money. He's not being bought. Now, I don't know what that means, okay? I'm not above, you know, we've already got one egomaniac in office that thinks he knows everything. I'm not going to put it past Trump that he would not follow suit. But nobody, he's not going to owe anybody if he goes in. He's not going to owe anybody. So, and the way things are beginning to look right now, it could very well be a Trump-Sanders ticket. So then the nation has to decide whether they're going to elect a socialist or a capitalist who changes color like a chameleon. And I asked this question the other day on local radio. Everybody's always wanting the outsider, and here we have one leading in the polls, although, you know, it could be said that he is a crony capitalist, but he's leading in the polls. He's never held office. Who do you want that's not running? And why aren't they running? And some of the answers, like Ann Coulter. Who wants Ann Coulter to be in charge of anything? So, I mean, there's lots of grumbling and everything else. We're going to have to make a choice. Because it's either going to be Sanders or Clinton on the other side. Neither one of those is going to work. Not where we're at right now. And it could possibly be one of, you know, I'm looking at Trump, Cruz, but there's got to be a third person involved. There's got to be a third person that's going to be in play. We haven't had the first primary yet, so we don't even know how this is going to shake out. Don't trust the polls. If you're in one of these areas where you get to vote in the primary, go vote. Go vote for your person. But remember this, we're all in this fight together. We all have to agree that we're in a fight. We're all going to have to make a decision. That some of us, I think the phrase is holding their nose and voting for. Well, a lot of people didn't vote in the last two elections on principle. Okay? The next president is not going to be the Messiah. All we can hope to do is slow down the momentum. But we got to try to do that first. We will reconvene on Monday. Everybody stay safe, stay warm. If you don't have to drive, if you're in a bad area, don't drive. It's never been about gun control ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.